This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state is slowly reopening just as spring is starting to take hold. That means the outdoor adventure industry is figuring out how to adjust to COVID-19 prevention regulations. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce looks into how the season is shaping up for river rafting guides.
Colorado's Arkansas River is cited as the most popular whitewater rafting destination in the U.S. Park manager for the Arkansas Headwaters Recreation Area, Rob White, says if you're just looking at mountain snowpack to predict rafting conditions,
it's shaping up to be a pretty good year.
Normally, companies would already be running guided trips by now. But so far, there's just a tiny bit of that starting up. After all, officials are still urging people to stay out of the mountains and only recreate within 10 miles of home. Bob Hamill is executive director for the Arkansas River Outfitters Association. He says with coronavirus, they're hoping the season can start by the beginning of June.
We are putting all of our efforts towards June, July, and August.
He's thinking people probably won't be heading to the airport for vacations as much for a while. He sees that as bad and good news.
You know, we have a lot of people with a lot of pent-up energy here in Colorado and close by.
If they're not going to fly, maybe more locals will look at a half-day raft trip, camp somewhere in the upper Arkansas Valley.
Have a weekend of it and at least do something.
As far as coronavirus safety, he says his companies are following guidelines for proper cleaning.
So that PFDs, life jackets and wetsuits and boats and all of our equipment are sanitized.
Changing how they provide food to customers with everything now prepackaged. But then there is the question of social distancing.
I will tell you that is the most challenging piece.
It's hard to stay 6 feet from other people on a river raft. He says they feel confident if they keep individual parties from mixing and spread folks out on boats as much as possible, they can stay sanitary. They're still considering whether to have their customers wear face masks on the rafts, although they'd have to find a style that can survive being dunked. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.